Welcome to 2022.
From 7CTOs, my name is Etienne De Bruin, and you're in the CTO studio.
This is most likely your first workday, and I know I'm excited for the year ahead. I think it's going to be a mental health year, probably, where we all have to focus on what brings us joy, what keeps us centered, and what keeps us healthy. I know I had a run-in with my health and it was not fun, and I'm still not fully recovered, but definitely a reminder that we are fallible human beings and that we need to take care of ourselves. So at 7CTOs and at CTO Studio, I'm really hoping, if you're listening to this, that you'll take care of yourself and consider me and our team a ally, friend, companion in that journey. So this year we're starting off the CTO studio with a conversation that I had with our head of coaching at 7CTOs, Brittany Cotton. And while this conversation is a little 7CTOs centric, I do think it provides incredible value in deciding who is going to be on your team to help you be successful. And I'm not talking about direct reports and technology teams. I'm not even talking about your C-suite. I'm talking about who is the group that you are going to surround yourself with in order to form an alliance so that you can hit your goals, stay healthy, be happy. Every year, when we come back into January, especially for our CTO forums at 7CTOs, I find that people are in a combination of reflective and determined. And I feel like those two are at war with each other, because there's the what I was hoping I could have done last year and we didn't. And actually, a lot of CTOs will be carrying over some of the goals that they had set that they did not quite achieve. And that brings with it a sense of resignation, I find. Januaries have traditionally been hard for me as a CTO. I've always said the year doesn't really start until February, March, and that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of what we're trying to carry over from last year gets carried into January. And then, as a way to try and preempt that, people go onto all these year planning meetings in November and December of the previous year when you're still trying to hit those goals.
What it makes me think of is that resolutions, right, which I think is the most popular word that we use this time of the year, are actually reactions. So you said that people are up against reflection and determination, and I would suspect that both of those are coming from a reactionary state, reflecting on what didn't happen or what did, determined to make it different or fix what wasn't or fix what should be. So it's always a reaction conversation in January versus a clean slate. Here was my end of the year, and now I'm ready to do something different.
It's January, off to the races. I have all these company goals and business objectives, and hey, forum, can you help me? We like to use January to say, hey, what does the forum look like that is going to help you for the year's goals?
Yeah, and I think that's what's the key to a powerful January, or whenever you're declaring that your year is over, whether it's maybe some people do this Q1, Q2, whatever it is, that we actually have to first be with what was or what is. And then once we're complete on that, or have had the experience of really having clarity and understanding and a willingness to that be, okay, that's what was, now we can talk about what will be.
We'd like to do something called team alliances at 7CTO. So why don't you take us through what a team alliance is meant to achieve, and potentially how we're going to tackle it this year?
So from where I'm sitting, a team alliance is a conversation around intention and commitment and contribution. So it's really looking at, hey, if we're all in a relationship or we're all in a container together, And we all have goals inside of that container, collaborative and individual. What does the container need to hold, or what does it need to look like so that all parts of the container can rise together in service of the higher goal of the container and the individual goals of each person? So a team alliance is really saying, hey, all of us are individuals and we're all also in a team together. And what needs to occur internally and externally to produce the result that we want together? And for me, why it's so important is it's actually the foundation of leadership. Leadership is not leadership without a clear intention, a clear big what for. What am I moving towards? What's the project? What's the goal? What's the vision? And I think team alliances are really important because they actually have us pause and say, what is our intention here together as a group and as an individual? And how are we going to form our team in service of that? So it's actually creatable.
I had a conversation with someone today and I was really struck by how unprepared this person was for some really basic questions. Hey, so what is your goal for this next year? What does success look like for you this next year? What is the grand arc of your career look like? Where are you headed? What do you want? And I could see that as I was asking them, I actually felt some empathy for their discomfort because I was thinking I probably wouldn't do great just being asked these questions on the spot either. Mm-hmm. And so it just made me think about how little time we give ourselves as humans to just think about, what do I want? What can I authentically say to myself I need in order to be happy or feel like I am progressing?
Yeah. And I think what you just said is exactly why a lot of people live their life at the effect of their circumstances define how the year goes, how the project goes, how the quarter goes. Because without a clear what for and what do I really want, we just are basically being pinballed by circumstances.
One of my coaching sessions, I think one of the most profound things she asked me was, what for do this? What a brilliant reframe of the things that we're chasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really the overall intention of Team Alliance is, what are we chasing and for what? And who are we going to have to be to create it, both as individuals in a group and as a team together? I was reading this great book the other day and talking, it was talking about integrity and leadership and talking about how integrity and leadership is so similar to a boat and there being a hole in it. If the boat has a hole in it, suddenly the boat can't do what it's supposed to do. There might be a little leak, right? Any leak is a slow leak. And with a lot of leaks, there becomes a problem. But it's not so terrible, but the boat isn't actually in integrity to do what it's supposed to do. And this reminds me of that, because if we aren't clear on where the holes are or where we might get stopped this year, we don't know how to close them up. We don't know how to be about the boat. Did I go too far into the boat?
You had me at be about the boat. I think what I like about that analogy is the leak isn't always obvious, or it seems manageable, but really it isn't. It diverts your energy. It saps you of your willpower. Mundane. You have to keep tending to the same thing. You're struggling with something, but you can't put words to it. And so a lot of what we talk about 7 CTOs is there's the stuff that you can do that you have to do to show up as a leader, as a technologist, as a well-networked person. But really, in all of that, there is who you are as a person and how your being shows up in that. And so what I love about this forum model, the peer group model, and especially about our team alliances exercise is that all speaks to who is going to be with me on this journey. And how do I show up for them as they want me to show up for them in order to help my year be successful? Mm-hmm. And it brings to mind one of the things I hear almost every time I go to a forum, which is this is the one time in the month where what I say matters because of who I am. In and of itself, I am a first class, like everything I have to say right now is important to everybody else around the table. not to discard that in the C-suite in your company, but in your company, there's a larger company objective and it's about the company goals. When you're in a forum, it's about you. You are the objective and you have an advisory board, a peer group, friends, a team that is solely focused on how can we make you successful. And I think that's what the genius is of growth inside of a peer group.
Simply from that place, a team alliance is really just focusing in so much on what that growth is so that every person in the room knows what that other person is going towards and knows who to be for them or vice versa so that they can support them in that growth. And if back to the boat, 99.9% of boats who know where they're going get there. No statistic for boats who don't know where they're going. So a team alliance is really saying, oh, we know where we're going and we're going to ensure that we're putting everything in place to support every individual in this group in getting there. And what is my responsibility for myself to get there? But what is also my responsibility for my partner in this?
Absolutely.
In my forum.
I want to jump in here for a minute. Just want to mention the way in which 7CTOs works is we put CTO types, VPEs, directors, into groups of six or seven, and those are peer groups that get together once a month. We facilitate those groups towards not only personal and professional growth, but also the overall dynamic of the peer group so that the group is a safe place and a trusting environment for people to go deep. And we all know growth is hard. And so to have a group that is bound to each other beyond friendship or time schedules or feeling good is quite valuable in that sense. This, however, can also apply to your own peer group. You can put together a group of friends or people that you'd like to have a monthly commitment to. And so when we talk about forums and team alliances, and you happen to not be part of something like that, take a look at your friends or possibly people in your industry that you'd like to learn from and reach out to them and see if you can create a group and then see if you can create a team alliance where you have an intentional approach to how you'd like to run the group. And I know quite a few people who are already doing something similar. While it is hard work, I do think it's possible and you should give it a shot. Of course, reach out to me if you need some help on that. Let's continue with the conversation around how we form team alliances. So let's talk through the alliance process that we want for our groups this year.
So the first place I really see people starting is actually relating to this not as another resolution, not as, oh, I'm doing team alliance again. Oh, I'm doing that thing we do at the beginning of the year, but really having this be a conversation of intentionality with my leadership. What is my big what for? What am I working towards? Have that be the start of this conversation, just getting clear on, okay, I actually have the power to shift how this year goes. What mindset do I need to be in for this conversation to create this process powerfully, right? Start there. Don't start from the way you always restart something. Start from a different place. And then really look at, okay, if we're here in this group together, what do we want to create? How are we doing? Like when our forum is at its best, when we're all jiving and really creating powerful conversations together, what's happening that allows that? And who are we being that creates that? And vice versa. What's happening when that's not happening? What are the causes of when we're not getting the most out of our forums? Who are we being that has the forum maybe be the place where we actually don't find value or don't get into the deep conversation we want to get into? From there, then it's okay, if we know how the forum works and when it's at its best, and we know that's possible, then getting back into the individual for a second. Okay, so what is my goal or intention going to be? If I know that this is going to be here for me and something working at its best, and I'm clear that it's going to serve me, what is the goal I'm going to choose to be my North Star this year, the place where my boat is headed? And what is this going to require of me? Who am I going to have to be, right? Taking the last trimester of curiosity, relationship, being, who am I going to have to be to generate this goal in the face of all the things that are going to happen this year, which as we're learning more and more means a lot of things we don't know of what's going to happen.
I was reflecting on how can we just get to a place where it's okay if it's not working for you. You don't have to attach some grandiose meaning to it. It's, hey guys, I want to be vulnerable, share right now. The last 3 or 4 months, I felt like I've been shifting and I haven't been getting what I need from the group. In a right, wrong context, those are frightening words. And those are, oh, what are we not doing? Or how are we missing it? But really, my fantasy for a team alliance conversation is that one can separate those things and just say, hey, we're looking at this alliance as an observers. And so how can we work on what is working, what is not working, without attaching a meaning that suddenly I am out of relationship with you, or hey, it's not you, it's me kind of stuff. Like, that, is that reasonable to expect? Or is that just relationships can't work that way? And really, when there's a threat that one person mentions, that affects the dynamic too much.
One of my favorite images that I've used when coaching co-founders, partners, or people in romantic relationship is that we all know tug of war, right? One person on one side of a rope, another person on another, and you pull, you're trying to get the other person to your side. Versus what if all people are on the same side and the issue or the project is actually the thing on the other? So what you just said reminded me of that, of, hey, can that actually, what happens in the forum, be on one side of the rope, the thing you're observing, and you are all partnered around what happens over there to actually create something different. All from, hey, sometimes I have responsibility for why it goes this way, sometimes you do, but it's actually an ownership of, this is how the forum sometimes works or happens, and let's be partners around who we're going to be about what we see about it. Yes. I think that's possible. And I think it's just having an awareness and a willingness to say, oh, here's what I see. And I'm not going to attach meaning or blame to it. But I notice that when people are late or when this person doesn't show up, there's a big impact over here for me. So how can we partner around it?
That tug of war thing is a brilliant analogy. We're all on the same side of that tug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you get two people or a group of people on the same side of the rope and the thing that you're both working towards on the other versus the thing in the middle of you two? So I think that's a place to start. And I think you're spot on. To have a team alliance conversation be meaningful and productive and everlasting, it has to be honest and authentic. And people have to be willing to bring that curiosity and relationship that we did such great work on in the fall. Let's actually say, what about our forum really works? And let's actually say, what about our forum really doesn't work? Because no fair months going by and saying, oh, I'm not really getting this, or this isn't, you know, serving me, if you're not actually willing to be in conversation around it.
So I have a team of people who I trust, I'm open with, I am safe with, I'm accountable to. I have a group of people who are cheering me on towards success. And that is what we want from team. We want you to get support from that team. We want you to support that team. We want you to see your own contribution and struggles with the team as your own growth in that team. The things that you might struggle to be with someone, it could be a wonderful source of your own growth. And so that idea that as I am trekking day in and day out at my company as CTO or VPE, or I have this group that I can lean on to help me. So that's really what I want people to feel and know and see. Coming into this team alliance conversation, how can people best prepare for that conversation? What should they come to the forum with?
Yeah, two things come to mind. One is really allowing what was be what was. Like actually really letting 2021 be what it was and not needing to have it inform what can be or what will be. Now, we all learn stuff, right? It's not, hey, ignore everything that happened last year. But just, can you leave it at the door? Can you really come into the forum in a place where marking that as a chapter closed? And I think part of that is having the willingness to be generous with forgiveness. What do you need to forgive yourself for? What do you need to forgive your C-suite for? What do you need to forgive your forum for? Your family, anything? Because, you know, if we just create intentions for next year based on things we haven't forgiven for this year, then it's back in that reactionary state. So I think it's generosity of forgiveness. for yourself, for others, for the world. Anything you can do mentally or physically to actually have a clean slate in some sort of way.
And what about people who might feel a little stuck? People who might think, hey, we did Team Alliance last year. We're going to do it again this year.
I would say, look at what's my relationship with Team Alliance? Why am I like, oh, we're going to do this again? What is that? Is it because it's likely a little bit personal? Is it, because you maybe didn't hit the things you said you were going to do? So it just brings up guilt or frustration. But I would get curious with yourself, back to that curiosity theme of, why am I reacting to, we're doing this again? What's my relationship to reinvention? What's my relationship to redeclaring who I am in the world and who I'm going to be in a group? And if you are really stuck, say it. No fair being in a Team Alliance conversation and not sharing, I hate Team Alliance conversations.
Yeah. And I think it's going to force a reflection where it's like, hey, last year we said no interruptions and there were tons of interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying that means Team Alliances don't work, you go to, hey, what happened for us? Let's be curious about why this happened. How can we do a better job holding each other accountable to this and all that?
Yeah. And back to the boat analogy, if the boat suddenly has a hole in it, it's not just, yes, we want to quickly fix the hole, but it's always like, how did this happen? Where did this hole come from? So we know for next time, or just to generate a conversation of humanity, right? Every single person on this planet has made an agreement that they've broken. Great. Who do we be about that when it happens? Because it's going to happen. And I think that's also what's great about a Team Alliance conversation is it brings in more humanity to say, yeah, when everyone's late, it really impacts the forum. So who do we want to be about it? It's not to say no one's ever going to be late again. Really, it's actually generating a conversation of, there's an impact when I'm late. So who do I need to be about those times when this is going to happen? Or what's my vision for myself when I know that there's going to be a form or two every year that I have to miss or leave for a few minutes for? Like actually just having the willingness to be in a conversation around what's the impact? Who do I want to be about it? Rather than this can never happen here.
And then we have our facilitators who are at the service of the forums to not only facilitate that Team Alliance discussion, but also handling the situations that come up.
And join in the conversation. What does the group need from me? Is there something that I've been amiss on that would actually really support? What I hear a lot from members that I've spoken with is, my facilitator has so much to offer. I wish they would say more or reflect stuff more to me. So this is also a great time to say what we need and what we'd love to experience from our facilitators.
Thank you for listening. We love and appreciate you. Thank you, Brittany Cotton, for helping us talk through the value of peer groups. And if there's anything in this chat that you'd like to follow up on, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can email me directly. Just go to 7ctos.com/podcast. And you'll find all the information you need. And have a fantastic kickoff to your new year. And you'll hear a lot more from us. See you soon.